Thank you for attending this EOC, the 1 p.m. today. We have a lot of people here to answer your questions. What we're going to do first is we're going to bring up the main speakers, and then I'll tell you who we have behind us in the event that you have questions. Speaking today will be Sheriff William Snyder, Michelle Jones, Director of Emergency Management for Martin County, Commissioner Ed Campy, he's the chair of the Board of County Commissioners, Rob Lord from the Cleveland Clinic, Martin Health Systems, and Stephen Layton, who talk about entry back into the Bahamas and the relief efforts. Standing behind us, we also have Chief William Schobel, Representative Toby Overdorf, Representative Marilyn Magar, Crystal Stiles from FP&L, Commissioner Doug Smith, and Commissioner Jenkins. So you can ask them questions afterwards if you have questions. But we're first going to start with Sheriff William Snyder.
Thank you, Christine, very much. Welcome back again for our 1 o'clock press conference. The big news of the day, and I'm so relieved to say this, we are lifting mandatory evacuations here in Martin County. We understand counties to the north of us are doing the similar things. The water on the barrier islands, Hutchinson Islands, have been restored. That was done earlier today. As far as law enforcement and what we're seeing on the streets, we have had some localized flooding. We expected that. And we've had some minor power outages. So as people begin to get their lives back in order, go out, I'll share with you that from our observations, most stores are just not open yet. So, you know, really with just a sloppy weather day, if you don't have to get out, probably this would be a good day to stay home and not get out on the road. But we feel very fortunate, and I'm thankful that I was able to report that. Now, Michelle Jones, who's our director, has done an extremely able job here keeping this all together, the director of the Emergency Operations Center.
Thank you, Sheriff. Good afternoon. I'm Michelle Jones, the Martin County Emergency Management Director. Like many Floridians, we've watched Hurricane Dorian and the destruction the storm has caused to homes, businesses, and families. The residents of Martin County stand united in our concern and sympathy for our neighbors in the Bahamas. We ask anyone in the path of the storm to take Dorian as seriously as our community has. We are very proud of the number of homes we've seen boarded up, residents that have sought a safe shelter, and we ask that anyone that might experience Dorian in the future do the same. Our county buildings, including libraries and the 19th Judicial Court, Circuit Court System, are closed through Wednesday, September 4th. Parks and beaches are closed until further notice, as they will have to be assessed for damage and water quality. Trash and curbside recycling service will resume on Thursday, normal cycle. Our shelters remain open and operational. We've seen a decrease in our shelter population, but we're not encouraging anyone to drive in these weather conditions until the watches and warnings are lifted. Our Martin County Utilities has restored the water service to Hutchinson Island. Service was shut off prior to the arrival of Hurricane Dorian to protect the integrity of the water system. A boil water advisory is in effect until further notice. We have had minimal power outages, but if you are without power and using a portable generator, please remember these key important safety messages. Never use a generator indoors. Maintain a minimum 5-foot distance from any openings, such as windows and doors. Place the generator at least 3 feet from combustible or flammable materials. Always allow the generator to cool down before refueling, and never refuel a generator while it's running. Use a carbon monoxide monitor in your home and test it regularly. Ensure it's working before you turn on your generator. If you're using a portable generator and experience any unusual symptoms, please call 911. As we continue to recover from Hurricane Dorian and resume our normal operations, stay connected with us. Our Community Information Center hotline will remain open until 8 p.m. today, and then 8 to 5 tomorrow. That phone number for the Community Information Center is 772-287-1652. You can also stay connected and up to date with our information on our website at martin.fl.us/hurricane, our Martin County Facebook and Twitter accounts. And I'd like to turn it over to Commissioner Ed Campy. Thank you.
Good afternoon. As the chairman, it's my privilege to represent my colleagues in our thanks to our residents of Martin County who had heeded all of the advice that we had been giving out over these last several days prior to waiting for landfall. As commissioners, we'd also like to thank our staff, Fire Rescue, the Sheriff's Office, and all Martin County employees, school district employees, and the other municipality employees that all worked together really seamlessly in a remarkable fashion to not only protect our residents and our assets here in the county, but to comfort them because our employees left their traditional jobs to take on new tasks in shelters, feeding, and taking care of all of the residents. We had nearly 1,300 residents stay in shelters over the last couple of days, and nearly 25 pets in our new pet-friendly shelter. The special needs shelter is a remarkable operation where they had an area set aside specifically for respiratory issues, cognitive issues, and I think our residents can echo the appreciation and the thanks that our county leadership is giving the employees and the residents. Everything happened exactly as we would hope it would. Now, I know that there's been some frustration in regards to, there was a lot of hype for this storm that never really materialized. I don't think we should think of it as frustration. I think it should be prayers answered, because all you have to do is look to our community just to the east in the Bahamas and the devastation that they have been enduring and will endure. And I know that Mr. Layton will discuss options that we have in our ability to assist them. But if you're feeling frustrated that you put up panels unnecessarily or you prepared unnecessarily, two things I would tell you. One, what happened in the Bahamas, thankfully, didn't happen here, but it could have. And two, please do not rest. And I've already heard people speaking, well, I'm not going to put the panels up again next time. We have no idea the wrath that Mother Nature can bring upon us. This time it didn't affect us, and we should be thankful, not aggravated by that. Again, I would tell you that our staff, your Martin County staff at every level, including the state and the federal government, everything worked exactly the way we wanted. The good news is that if we are facing this situation again in the future, which inevitably we will, we are prepared and we're here for you, and I thank you very much. And I will turn it over to the president of Cleveland Clinic Martin County, Mr. Rob Lord.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Cleveland Clinic Martin Health has been closely monitoring the storm. I would echo what Ed said. We're very proud of the workforce that we've had and the work that they've done. It's been incredible under the circumstances. The safety of our patients has been our highest concern based on the current forecast. We are resuming normal operations at Cleveland Clinic Martin South Hospital as of 7 p.m. tonight. Cleveland Clinic Tradition Hospital and Cleveland Clinic Martin North Hospital remain fully operational. For outpatient service locations, patients who have appointments to receive medical care, Cleveland Clinic Martin Health outpatient locations will resume normal operations Wednesday, September 4th. Patients with appointments are encouraged to keep their appointments if possible. If patients cannot make their appointment, they can contact their provider office, inform them, and that we will work to reschedule their appointment. We have a recorded message hotline for patients or any member of the community that's interested. That number is 772-223-6957. I will repeat that, 772-223-6957. That will have regular updates regarding Cleveland Clinic Martin Health facilities. Information is also available at martinhealth.org/hurricane. And I will now turn it over to Stephen Layton, who will update us on relief efforts in the Bahamas.
Thank you, Mr. Lord. A number of people have been asking about our relief efforts to our community and family and friends in the Bahamas. And we are working to not only provide that relief, the energy, the phone calls, and the support that you all want to help. We will be opening up a relief facility at Witham Field, and let me give you that address. Witham Field at the Stewart Airport, Hangar 3. That's at 1845 Southeast Airport Road. Again, that's at Witham Field at 1845 Southeast Airport Road. We will have a number of semi-trailers there that have been identified to local outer islands, and you can bring your necessities, and we will have that on the county website. We will have that on a number of private partnership websites, and we will then start that collection of the short-term relief and then work into the manpower of transversing back and forth to the Bahamas to help them, and then a long-term effort as well. And I'm happy to answer questions after. Sheriff?
Thank you, Stephen. Thank you, the rest of you all that are here today. This has been a huge team effort. I think we talked yesterday about a collective sigh of relief, which I know we all feel. I was thinking this morning as I saw the window opening that we would not get significant winds or rains. And it really feels like to me that we've had the Grim Reaper in our driveway for the last week, and now we think we see him turning around and leaving. So I am enormously thankful that we can report today that we've been through this now. I think what Commissioner Campy said is so important. So may I stress it? If you boarded up, you did the right thing. If you left your home because you were in a mandatory evacuation zone, you did the right thing. If, on the other hand, you did not leave or did not board up, did not prepare, you played the house and won this time. But I will tell you this, the house, in the end, always wins. Don't play that game too often, because eventually you'll have to cash in your chips. So I think this may be our last. Where's Michelle? Are we doing this press conference at 5? No. So this is it. And so, in closing, to our media partners, thank you all so much. I said it yesterday, and it's so true. You all left your families like we did. I've seen you all sleeping here. And you all look so great in front of the camera when you're fresh, but some of you have struggled. let's remember, and I'm not just saying this, let's remember our friends in the Bahamas, and if we can help them, and certainly north of us, we don't want to see anybody impacted. And we've been spared, and I thank the Lord for that. You all have a great day, and thank you. Are there questions? For law enforcement first, and then we'll switch it around.
Boiled water order that is in effect, could you address exactly what areas that affects?
Yes. So the question is the boil water notice that's in effect, the boil water advisory. That boil water advisory is for the folks in Hutchinson Island, Martin County, and St. Lucie. And we will send a notification out as soon as the water has been tested and confirmed to be good. Thank you.
Right, because we're lifting the mandatory evacuation, the causeways will be open. We'll keep a deputy, we'll keep extra patrols on that island as people come back. We want them to get home, and we don't want anybody from the outside going in there knowing there may be homes that are not covered. So the causeways will be open. Yeah, the question was there any areas with flooding? Yes, we actually, I just left dispatch. We have some street flooding if you want. I'll get with you with a full list. There's not a lot of street flooding. And there's not a lot of power outages. So if you go out today, you should not have to worry about flooding. You should not have to worry about traffic lights out. Okay? Ginger Featherstone is standing right behind you.
Good afternoon, Ginger Featherstone with the Martin County School District. Currently, our schools are closed through tomorrow. We still have shelter guests, and as we work with the county to process and finding that our guests are making it home safely, we will be looking to evaluate our schools tomorrow and look to hope to open on Thursday, again, pending everything being ready to go.
Featherstone, I can hear all the people that have been praying for that hurricane to leave, praying that you open those classrooms.
We're working on.
Are we good? Everybody's questions have been answered. It's a wrap.
Thank you.